Annual global feed production surpassed the 1 billion metric ton mark for the first time last year. The 2017 Global Feed Survey released by Altec Wednesday shows the figure represents a 3.7% increase from the year prior. The survey assesses compound feed production and prices through Altec's global sales team and industry partners. Aidan Connolly is Chief Innovation Officer and Vice President of Corporate Accounts for Altec. He says the milestone comes as the number of feed mills around the world declines, showing consolidation in the industry.
Yeah, I think a number is only a number, of course, but nonetheless, it is a milestone number, and that is that we saw the world feed production surpass 1 billion tons for the first time ever. So a billion tons of feed produced in the world. That was actually, quite interestingly, produced with fewer feed mills. The numbers of feed mills declined by 7%, feed production was up 4%, so you can see the feed mills are getting bigger and more efficient.
For the United States, feed production increased 10%, according to the survey. Connolly says the U.S. is well-positioned in the feed market in areas where trade barriers don't exist.
If the U.S. continues to be free to export around the world, if there was greater freedom to export to China and Russia, I think the U.S. industry, if I'm thinking of hogs, if I'm thinking of poultry, if I'm thinking even of milk, it's very efficient, and that's what we have to be looking for, is to continue to grow our industry and to export more to other markets.
The survey shows the top 30 countries ranked by production output are home to 82% of the world's feed mills and produce 86% of the world's total feed. China remains the top feed producing country with 187.20 million metric tons produced, while the United States, Brazil, Mexico, and Spain rounded out the top five feed producing countries.
Feed is actually very concentrated. So, for example, the U.S. and China are quite comparable in size, but together they represent one-third of the total feed production of the world. And in particular, the Chinese story is always interesting. A lot of consolidation in that country, a lot of food safety concerns leading the government to push for consolidation of their farms and also their feed mills. But in total, 10 countries now represent two-thirds of the total feed. So you can see, again, even from the top two or the top 10, we really are in a situation where a lot of protein, animal protein, is being produced in relatively few countries.
Now in its sixth year, the survey started as a way to comprehensively track feed production around the world.
Well, I was attending a meeting of the United Nations being held in Rome, the Food and Agricultural Organizations called the FAO, and they made it clear that they hadn't got any good statistics on feed. And they were asking the industry if they could come back with some numbers. So I took the bull by the horns, let's say, believing that because Altec's in over 130 countries globally, that we could actually collect the information nobody else could. And that was extremely successful.
The data found in the survey is now used by the United Nations, global feed associations, and throughout the feed industry. But Connolly says the survey is useful for everyone involved in agriculture.
It really doesn't create much benefit for us. Obviously, we're providing it free of charge. It is useful for us to understand our strategy. But I think it's really useful for when you're in the elevator and you're with somebody that starts to ask you, what is feed? What is animal feed? Where is it and how is it produced? To have these statistics that are reliable, and obviously 6 years means now that we have data which is very strong, it certainly is, I think, very valuable for anybody involved in animal production. And we gain some benefit from people appreciating that.
Find the 2017 Global Feed Survey and a recorded webinar explaining the results online at www.altecfeedsurvey.com. Michael Clements reporting.